In this video, we are looking at a very important idea for chaplain ministry. People are not problems to solve, and they are not just souls floating around inside bodies. They are whole persons. In the organic humans framework, we often say that people are embodied souls. That means their spiritual life, emotional life, physical condition, relationships, stress, and daily circumstances are deeply connected. This matters very much in a licensed chaplain practice. If you are serving through a church or a soul center, you will meet people whose pain is layered. A person may ask for prayer, but behind that prayer request, there may also be grief, exhaustion, family conflict, fear, shame, loneliness, sickness, financial strain, or spiritual confusion. If you only listen to the first sentence they say, you may miss the deeper reality. If you only focus on one dimension of their struggle, you may care for them in a way that is too narrow. Whole person ministry does not mean you do everything. It means you notice more. For example, imagine someone says, "I just need peace." A careless chaplain may immediately start talking without listening. A wise chaplain slows down. Maybe this person needs prayer. Maybe they also need rest. Maybe they are carrying unprocessed grief. Maybe they need encouragement to reconnect with church life. Maybe they need referral to a pastor, doctor, counselor, or crisis resource. Whole person care begins with humble attention. This way of serving also protects your chaplain practice from confusion. If you forget that people are whole persons, you may drift into oversimplified ministry. You may assume every problem is fixed by one Bible verse quoted too quickly. Or you may go the other direction and act as if spiritual care has nothing to do with the body, relationships, work pressures, or local support. Neither approach is wise. Christian chaplain ministry takes spiritual reality seriously while also honoring the real human condition. Jesus modeled this kind of ministry. He spoke truth. He showed compassion. He noticed suffering. He cared for bodies and souls. He saw people in context. He did not treat human beings like interruptions. He met them as image bearers with dignity. That is how a local chaplain practice should grow. If your chaplain practice is connected to a church, this means your ministry should not be vague. It should be shaped around real people in real situations. If your practice is connected to a soul center, it should offer grounded spiritual care that honors the whole person, not just religious words detached from real life. This also helps you know your role. Whole person ministry does not mean becoming a doctor, therapist, attorney, or social worker. It means becoming a spiritually mature chaplain who can notice when a person's spiritual struggle is tied to other areas of life. A wise chaplain listens carefully, prays appropriately, encourages wisely, stays within role, and refers when needed. Here are a few simple questions whole person chaplains learn to ask. What is this person carrying right now? What spiritual need is present? What emotional pressure is visible? What relational or physical realities may be affecting this situation? What kind of care fits my role? Who else may need to be involved? That is not overcomplicated ministry. That is mature ministry. A licensed chaplain practice becomes healthier when it is built on this view of people. You are not creating a ministry of quick answers. You are building a ministry of presence, discernment, prayer, encouragement, and wise support for embodied souls. As you shape your local chaplain practice, remember this. Spiritual care becomes stronger when you see the whole person with compassion, clarity, and humility.